An outbreak of hepatitis at a Pennsylvania restaurant has drawn new attention to the risks of contaminated produce. Health investigators believe the restaurant patrons got sick because they ate tainted green onions from Mexico. 3 people died. One consumer group says this incident is a sign of a rapidly growing problem, but health officials disagree. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 76 million Americans get an upset stomach or worse from bad food every year. But less than 0.1% of those cases ever gets reported to health authorities. A consumer group called the Center for Science in the Public Interest has been tracking the tiny fraction of cases that do get reported. Caroline Smith DeWall is alarmed by what she sees in those data.
We have observed a striking trend where produce outbreaks are increasing. And what's even more concerning is that the number of people who get sick from produce surpasses those who get sick from beef, poultry, seafood, and many other causes.
This claim landed her organization's survey in the media spotlight. But the numbers may not actually indicate an increase of disease. The big increase in numbers starts in 1997. That's also the year the CDC improved its methods of finding outbreaks. So the rising numbers may simply reflect better reporting of cases, not an increase in disease. Dr. Patricia Griffin heads food safety research at the CDC.
We wouldn't say that in the past few years there's been a marked increase in outbreaks from produce.
But she says there has been a slow increase in food poisoning from produce in recent decades. Americans are, after all, eating more fruits and vegetables. And anyone who has had second thoughts about eating yesterday's potato salad knows that chicken and seafood aren't the only risky foods.
Produce is an important cause of foodborne illness, and we all agree on that. And in fact, in recent years, it's been responsible for about a third of all illnesses in foodborne outbreaks.
The question is what to do about it. Washing fruits and vegetables is important, but it doesn't always do the trick. Dr. Griffin discovered germs inside of mangoes that had soaked in a tub of warm, dirty water. And the green onions in the latest hepatitis outbreak had been rinsed at the restaurant.
Part of the problem is that many types of produce are consumed raw, and so there's a limited number of things that consumers can do to protect themselves. So it's very important to have control measures that are at a place before the produce gets to the consumer.
Caroline Smith DeWall from the Consumer Group says the Food and Drug Administration needs to do a better job of stopping tainted food at the border.
FDA inspects less than 2% of imported produce, seafood, and other foods that it regulates. And FDA doesn't have authority to actually go to foreign countries, to the farms and processing plants that produce that food, and check them before they ship the food to the U.S.
The FDA has nearly doubled the number of inspectors in the past few years. And Dr. Lester Crawford, the FDA's deputy administrator, says inspectors target the products and diseases most likely to pose a risk. Hepatitis is rarely a problem on imported foods, he says, so inspectors weren't looking for it. Besides, he says, imported foods are only a small part of the hazard.
We produce most of the food we consume. The majority of it does come from domestic sources, and as you know, most of the contamination occurs in restaurants, food-producing facilities, or in the home.
Even so, the FDA is ramping up its efforts at the borders in the name of Homeland Security.
Any food safety event is a potential indicator of terrorist activity. Even E. coli, salmonella, even the hepatitis A, we think first of, is this a possible terrorism attack of some sort? So it makes us more attuned to what's going on with the food supply.
Ultimately, health authorities need to find better ways of testing for contaminants and for identifying cases of food poisoning once they develop. And since most cases aren't that dangerous, health officials agree that the benefits of eating fresh fruits and vegetables far outweigh the risks. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.